Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. A Hong Kong-based newspaper is reporting a major Taiwanese electronics company is planning a multi-billion dollar investment in Michigan. The South China Morning Post reports Foxconn will build an autonomous vehicles research and development center in Michigan. Governor Snyder met with the founder of Foxconn on Saturday. Neither Foxconn nor the governor are confirming the newspaper report. The governor also met with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Beijing earlier last week. The premier said China will create a more open environment for subnational cooperation, basically encouraging states and Chinese provinces to work out two-way trade and investment. Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. So why is Premier Li encouraging this subnational cooperation?
Premier Li is promoting subnational cooperation because he's trying to give American companies and those from other countries greater confidence that China is going to reduce barriers to trade and investment inbound in China, and that there are bigger opportunities globally for American companies that cooperate with China at the moment than over the last few years. Companies have become more frustrated in doing business with China due to China's industrial policy and mercantilist policies. And so he is trying to shift the focus, give people more confidence and more hope. And states have always been a place where Chinese could find a lot of cooperation.
Last year, the Chinese Consul General gave a speech to business leaders in Minnesota, the Consul General of the Chicago office. In it, he also mentioned the subnational exchange and cooperation, and at that time noted 23 provinces and cities in China have established 6 working groups on trade and investment with Michigan, Iowa, Texas, California, Washington, Chicago. What has that meant as far as trade and jobs in Michigan or the Midwest in general?
Despite the reality that there is an uneven relationship where there's not full reciprocity between the United States and China, the level of trade and investment is huge. Two-way trade last year in goods and services was $650 billion. There's about $200 billion in direct investment between the two countries. And a lot of that occurs at the state level. And China supports, this economic activity supports around 2.5 million jobs in the United States. So given the size of China and the pace that it's growing, it's going to continue to be beneficial. And so states are competing for investment and trade opportunities. And, yes, a lot of it is much more organized and institutionalized than it was. I don't know if these new policy announcements amount to much of a huge change, but they're certainly worth pursuing and talking about, as the governor has been doing.
On the campaign trail, then-candidate Donald Trump mentioned China a lot, especially noting the trade deficit. What's this subnational cooperation going to mean in the era of President Trump's call for better trade deals for the U.S.?
Well, I guess in some ways it could be similar to what we're seeing in climate change and in some other areas where states are coming out opposed to what's happening in Washington, say they are going to be defenders of the U.S. in the Paris Accords or establish essentially their own types of foreign policy. And so we could see that on trade and investment as well. There's always been some amount of difference between Washington and states on trade, including in the Midwest. And it's going to be a little bit difficult if Washington ends up raising tariffs or launching large investigations into China, as was threatened over the last few days. Then that's still going to put a lot of these state efforts in doubt in some ways, because we could see the spiraling into a broader trade war.
If that doesn't happen, and we do have the cooperation more between provinces and cities and states, will we see an evening out of the trade deficit? Will we see more reciprocity, as you said?
We may see an improvement in the business climate in China to some extent, greater Chinese investment, and that may yield some amount of improvement on reciprocity and the respective access we have to each other's markets. I don't think it's going to have any effect on the overall trade deficit, because that's generated by a lot of other forces, macro forces. And in fact, if states like Michigan and others in the Midwest invest more in China, which provides more opportunities for Midwest companies, and including their employees, that actually might raise the deficit, because we might be investing in companies that end up having exports that come back to the United States. So I think the questions of reciprocity and fairness should be separated from the question of what's the size of the trade deficit with China.
Scott Kennedy is the Deputy Director of the Freeman Chair in China Studies and the Director of the Project on Chinese Business and Political Economy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies based in Washington. Thanks for talking with us.
Good talking to you.
This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Hong Lei is Consul General for the People's Republic of China at the consulate in Chicago, and he joins us now. This statement by Premier Li that calls for more subnational cooperation between cities, states, and provinces, how long has this been a strategy for China?
Nowadays, subnational cooperation between China and the United States is a very important part of our bilateral relationship. We attach great importance to this cooperation. We think with this kind of trade, investment, education, culture, cooperation, and exchanges existing between our two countries, we can give strong pillars for our bilateral relationship. For example, nowadays we have a $12 billion of annual trade volume with Michigan. We are the third largest trading partner with Michigan, and nowadays around $2 billion of investment has been made by a Chinese company to Michigan and created about 9,000 jobs in your state. And around 20,000 Chinese students nowadays are studying in Michigan, accounting for one-third of the total international students in your state. So all these kind of activities give vibrant dynamism for our relationship.
This investment that China's made in Michigan, can you give me a couple of examples? What companies have come, what jobs have been created, and where?
Right. I would like to mention the company called NextTier, based in northern Detroit. And actually, nowadays, they created about 5,500 jobs for your state. And we also have a company called Yanfeng, and actually, this company makes the interior boards for major vehicle companies, and they also created about 4,000 jobs for your state. So I think this actually showcased that the economic cooperation between our two countries could be win-win cooperation. It is in the interest of our two countries, two peoples.
How important are trips by governors, such as the one Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is doing, to make deals and create relationships between Chinese provinces and states?
Very important. The 7 trips made by Governor Snyder to China in the last 7 years give strong push for the relationship between Michigan and China. He made a lot of friends there, and he also expanded the trade and investment cooperation with Chinese side. For example, he established with the governors and party secretary of Guangdong province, the largest economy in China, the investment and the trade cooperation mechanism so that the two sides carry out the cooperation for investment, trade, machinery, manufacturing, innovation cooperation.
As you recall, Donald Trump, when running for president, talked a lot about the deficit, the trade deficit between the U.S. and China. And more recently, he's been talking about investigations into alleged intellectual property theft by China. How have trade relations been affected by the policies of the new president?
We are making very positive efforts in giving more positive elements for the bilateral trade and investment. China nowadays actually is a very open market compared with the situation 40 years ago. With the reform and opening up, China opened our market and welcomed the investment from abroad and also carry out the import from foreign countries. According to our anticipation, in the next 5 years, China will import around $10 trillion of goods. And also we will make investments around $500 billion abroad. And the Chinese outbound visitors will be around 700 million. So all this kind of investment, trade, and the visitors to foreign countries would create new opportunities for United States. And also China attaches great importance to intellectual property rights of foreign companies in China, because nowadays China is also becoming an innovative country. So it is not only a necessity for safeguarding the interests of foreign companies, but also the interests of Chinese companies. I think in this field, China will do even better in the future.
I understand what you're saying, and you addressed part of the question, but the larger question was, how have trade relations been affected by the policies of this president?
Actually, we have just finished the economic dialogue between the two governments, and it is the consensus of the two sides that we should make new efforts so that we can increase the mutual investment and the mutual trade. China will open our market even further, and we will have more investment here in the United States, and also we will import more U.S. products from the states here in the Midwest.
Hong Lei is Consul General for China at the consulate in Chicago. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.